It's The Current's Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today's Tuesday, March 19th. This is Jade, and I've got a cheesy music story on the way, plus an epic live performance for you to enjoy. But first, let's check out some of today's music news headlines. Did you watch one of the Fyre Festival documentaries? If you did, you probably came away with very little pity for festival and fraud mastermind Billy McFarlane, but you might have some empathy for the victims that were scammed by the event. Well, now there's a way to help them get paid back and get yourself an artifact from the notoriously disastrous festival. Manhattan's U.S. Attorney's Office will be auctioning off the festival's official merchandise to help pay off the $26 million debt. Information about the actual items for sale and when the auction will take place hasn't yet been announced, but a spokesperson for the U.S. Marshals Service said that they have an assortment of the real thing Fyre Festival branded t-shirts, sweatpants, sweatshirts, hats, wristbands, and medallions. Sometimes 2019 feels like a musical Mad Libs game. Today's offering for you is Metallica joining up with the San Francisco Symphony to celebrate the 20th anniversary of Metallica and the symphony's 1999 live album S&M. The S&M 2 concert, as they're calling it, will be held Friday, September 6th, and will be the first show held in the new Chase Center in San Francisco. Fiona Apple is back in the studio, thank goodness. Her last album was 2012's The Idler Wheel. But she's been popping up in the past few years with these one-off songs like the theme song for The Affair or her cover of Pure Imagination, and duets like Andrew Bird's Left Hand Kisses and King Princess's remake of Fiona Apple's song I Know. On Instagram, she shared two clips of herself working in her home studio. In one clip, she's cuddling her dog, and she swings the camera around to show her small studio setup while she says, "Are we recording? Are we doing vocals? I think we are."
"Okay, we should get back to work now. Because you could do it in your house. You don't need to go to a studio. You could just do stuff in your house, and then nobody can tell you what to do."
But we don't actually get to hear her singing. In a second clip, she has headphones on, and she's drumming to a beat inside of her own head. So while there are no teases about possible dates, there was a Q&A with fans last year, and Fiona Apple said that she is making new music, so let's hope she releases it someday soon.
"You can use my skin to bury secrets in."
Andre Williams, the godfather of rap and Motown artist who worked with Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles, has died from colon cancer this weekend at the age of 82. The smooth-talking singer and songwriter got his early start in the R&B scene in Detroit, Michigan as a teenager in the $5. Nicknamed Mr. Rhythm while signed to Fortune Records, he scored hits like Jailbait and Bacon Fat. He moved to Motown in the 60s, writing songs for Stevie Wonder, The Temptations, and Ray Charles. He continued working as a solo artist and collaborating with artists like Red Hot Chili Peppers, Parliament, and Tina Turner, up until he released his final solo album in 2016, Don't Ever Give Up. This is a song that got him that nickname Godfather of Rap. It's called Bacon Fat.
"While I was down in Tennessee, all my friends was glad to see me. Seen some down by the railroad track. Seen some cotton pickers with their sacks on their backs."
Your musical taste might actually have a taste, at least when it comes to cheese. Last fall, a group of researchers from Bern University of Arts in Switzerland teamed up with Swiss cheesemaker Beat Wampfler to test out a theory that music could affect the taste and structure of cheese. They put 9 22-pound wheels of cheese each in their own wooden crate, and then for 6 months, they were played nonstop loops of one song each, with the music sound waves directed towards the cheese. What were they listening to? Mozart's The Magic Flute for the classical cheese, One Cheese rocked out to Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven. An ambient block got Yellow's Monolith. There was a techno cheese that listened to Viral's UV. The hip-hop cheese heard A Tribe Called Quest's Jazz We've Got. And there were some that were aged just in silence. And some were hit with high, medium, and low-frequency tones. All this music seems to have done something, because when they brought in some food technologists, yes, that's an actual job, they concluded that the cheese that was played music had a milder flavor, and that the hip-hop cheese had the strongest aroma and strongest flavor. One of the experts said that the Tribe Called Quest cheese was, quote, remarkably fruity, both in smell and taste, and significantly different from the other samples, unquote. So I guess hip-hop truly is funkier. Karen O of the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, producer extraordinaire Danger Mouse, legendary director Spike Jonze, who you may remember has directed Being John Malkovich, Adaptation, and he's made music videos for Fatboy Slim, Beastie Boys, Kanye West, Bjork, and Weezer, plus The Late Night Show with Stephen Colbert. What do they all have in common? Well, they came together to create a live music video for the song Woman by Karen O and Danger Mouse off of their new album Lux Prima. The video is shot in black and white and features dancers, live singing from Karen O, some bass playing by Danger Mouse, some great lighting, and trademark Jones quirkiness. And that's today's music news. Watch the entire live music video, plus catch up on all of today's music news stories at thecurrent.org. I'm Jade. Today's producer is Cecilia Johnson. And if you are digging this podcast, please let us know. You can do that by rating, reviewing it, letting your friends know that you love it. You can share your favorite episodes. And check back in with Jade tomorrow for more music news.